Proclamation number 4621 of 23rd of April, 1949. No partial knowledge. Light bangs as teachers. Only truth. I tell you that you need have no doubts about the truth of the proclamations offered to you from above, because I myself watch over what spiritual knowledge is imparted to you, and because I will never ever tolerate erring or untrue forces making use of you in order to impart their spiritual knowledge to people. Many beings of light are certainly willing to participate in people's instructions, and these beings of light are so knowledgeable themselves that they can be unhesitatingly recognized as teachers, and the value of divine revelations can be attributed to their impartations. For as soon as a being is receptive to light, it dwells in the kingdom of light, and, since it always receives light, can also constantly emit light. These will only impart purest truth to people. Moreover, they always act in my will, which is also the will. They are commissioned by me for their teaching activity. Thus it is not possible to speak of partial knowledge, for the knowledge they possess far exceeds that which they impart to people. Thus they can very well provide a teacher for people. They will never impart worldly or wrong spiritual teachings which do not correspond to the truth. At the same time, they will also be able to give people the ability of realization, which they are equipped and also entitled to do by me, because pure truth is to be imparted to people, and this can only happen in such a way that beings which have spiritual knowledge also transfer it to people. 24th of the 4th, 1949. As soon as a person has prepared himself to receive spiritual gifts, as soon as he is in contact with the spiritual kingdom and receives mental knowledge in a fully conscious state, beings of light are his teachers, for this spiritual state completely corresponds to my will. It is a degree of ascent development which all people should strive for. Thus such people will not allow themselves to fall into the power of beings which want to impart misguided mental knowledge to them and harm the souls instead of leading them towards perfection. Consider seriously what you expect of me if you assume that a person who wants to serve me is influenced by evil forces. You then either deny me love or wisdom or power. If I could not, I would not prevent such. I want my living creations to recognize and learn to love me. Thus I will not want or know how to prevent a person striving towards me from being offered untruth if I endow countless beings of light with the ability or the power to convey the truth to those who desire it. I want people to turn to me, and can only achieve this if people learn to recognize me. For this purpose the truth is to be offered to them without fail. And therefore Roman 1, as the eternal truth, will do everything in my power to impart it to people and to push back the beings of darkness, which can therefore certainly also exert their influence on people, but only if they abandon themselves to them through a way of life which contradicts my will. For these people will have no desire for the truth, and therefore it will not be offered to them. Especially since they do not consciously establish a spiritual connection either, but only gather purely intellectual thoughts, and those ignorant forces try to influence these thoughts in order to obscure the truth and spread lies and error. But you can easily check this, for what points to me is good, what leads away from me is the adversary's influence, who fights against me and wants to defeat me but will never achieve victory over me. Amen.